This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to this edition of The Escape Hour. My name is Tad, and with me on the tools and my co-host today is Mark Adams.
On the workbench.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you, Tadrick Hall?
Doing well. The rest of Melbourne seems to have come down with the flu, but so far so good for me.
Yeah, I had the flu shot.
So did I.
Yeah.
But you can still get levels of it. Me too. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. So I'd rather have the flu shot than the flu. So
yeah, I'm anti-contagion.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like germs. I'm not a germaphobe, though, but I don't like germs.
Or viruses.
Or viruses.
Viri.
Yeah. Not fun.
Whatever they're called.
A lot going down today or over the last few days. You know, we've had the UK situation when Theresa May resigned, obviously over the...
Mixed news out of the UK.
Situation. Mixed news out of the
UK. Because we can use their e-gates.
We can now use their e-gates, which is great
in the
news.
UK.
Anybody
fantastic
who's ever
news.
Gone to the UK and... What was that? Stuck in the queues in you know Heathrow after being on a plane for 21 hours is not fun. So now we can shorten that using our passports with a chip in it.
Yeah, so and the Heathrow particularly can be notoriously long to get through. And after a long flight, it's just like, it's drab, just, it's dreary, it's not much fun.
It's not. It's not. So that's good news. And so it's going in and going out as well. So
Instead of being in the other line.
That's right.
UK, EU, other.
Yeah, which is about, you know.
Which is staffed by tired person.
That's right.
And the European line was, there was about 73 gates.
That's right. And I mean, usually when you arrive from Australia, the flight's in the morning when all the other flights arrive. So you've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people waiting to go through. So anyway, that's good news.
Yeah, that's very good news. Oh, and then in the departure lounge is Theresa May. She's finishing up on the 7th of June, I think.
Yeah, and some people think that's good news too. So
2 weeks notice.
Yeah, well...
Like she works in Starbucks or something.
I know. it was interesting. I was actually surprised to see that happen.
Yeah.
But
I'm not. She's... Well, look, I take my hat off to her. I don't subscribe to her politics.
No.
I'm not a Brexit advocate by any sense of the imagination.
Not at all.
People getting together more than dividing apart.
Absolutely.
And the reasoning for dividing apart has always been specious to me. But we're going to talk about that a bit later. But I do respect her for working very hard at a stupid, terrible job.
Right.
But I respect the fact that she did put in the effort that she did.
Absolutely.
And I respect that as a human.
Yeah.
The outcome that she was after is... she was not pro-Brexit going into this, but the fact that she embraced the job and did her job as a prime minister, I respect that. Her politics, what she was there
to do. Well, some could say, too, she was fighting a losing battle to start with.
And, she was.
And, you know,
she was
clearly did that, so...
Yeah.
You know, and did her best at it and to serve the people and to do her duty and that sort of thing. So you do have to, you know, whether like you say, you like her.
But we're going to have more about that later.
We are.
We're going to have a lot more about that later.
We certainly are.
So what else was in travel news, Tad?
A few things here. Well, aside from the situation with the passports in the UK and Australians being able to use the e-system there, somebody's designing a jet that will fly from New York City to London in 90 minutes.
Apparently. I've got two questions. What is that going to mean?
It's going to mean you get there three times faster than what the Concorde could have gotten us there. It's probably going to be...
Sounds like a lot of energy. Something needs to be burned.
Yeah, definitely. So
to make that
there's
happen.
Not a lot of information about that other than apparently it's going to be available in 10 years. But who's to say that it's
looks like faceless for everyone?
Well, exactly. It's
going to be speed.
You know, something similar to space travel. I have to say. And so that's the situation
exciting.
With that. Yeah, a bit of fun. There's a few travel warnings for Indonesia. Obviously, with the post-election results, there's some problems in Jakarta with security issues there. So what happened?
They shut down Facebook.
Yes, they did.
Across Indonesia.
Yeah.
Because it was inciting violence.
That's right. And obviously there's some police activity, but the violence erupted on Tuesday during peaceful protests, which were resulting from the election results that were announced from the April 17th elections, and people were not terribly happy that President Joko Widodo was returned to power. So basically, if you're going to Indonesia or even Bali, they're saying, just check the DFAT website, smarttraveler.gov.au, just to make sure you know that you're aware of the warnings and to register there as well. And then to top that off, Mount Agung erupted in Bali. So there was some ash put into the atmosphere, which has basically cancelled some flights to and from Bali. So if you're going to and from Bali, maybe just check with your airline to make sure that
absolutely
you're actually going to be able to go. So, well, it was fun, you know?
That's the exciting world
it is
that we live in. You know, anything else?
Just a few things. Malta was named the best LGBTIQ destination for travelers.
For 2019?
For 2019. It's the fourth year in a row.
And you've been there this time last year.
Exactly. This time last year I was in Malta, and it's the first time ever, and it's an incredible island.
Is it?
It really is. It's steeped in history. No matter where you go, you're looking at history. It's just amazing. And the people are incredible. And
are they?
Absolutely. And
because a lot of them live in Australia.
There is. Apparently, there's more Maltese living in Australia than in Malta.
Isn't that fantastic?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Well, so many Maltese migrate because it's a small island. Right. There's not a lot of economic opportunity for people.
Exactly.
They tend to be multilingual, so they can travel.
Yep.
A lot of Maltese also speak fluent Italian and English.
And English, yeah, so which is helpful.
Yeah, so they've got opportunities in Italy, which is very close, or the UK, or other English-speaking countries. So
yeah, and there's a lot of immigration to Australia after World War II as well. But no, it's a great island. It's sort of, it's not really out of the way. It's not far to get to, but it's just not direct. You have to go via Barcelona or some other city.
Rome or Athens.
Exactly.
Anything that's in the Eastern Mediterranean.
That's right. Yeah. But it was a great opportunity. If you ever get a chance to go, and our listeners as well, take it. Go.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.